sent like a text or anything. I said, oh, what is that? And she said, oh, I have this app on my watch that if I haven't walked 250 steps in an hour, it will remind me. And does anybody have this app? I never heard of it. You have that app? Yeah. Well, she has a desk job, like some of you. And so she sits and sits and sits all day. And so this reminds her to get up and get, move around, and so she can get her steps. And as I thought about that, I thought, wow, we have so many ways of reminding us about things these days, right? It used to just be you had to write yourself a note, stick it. But now we've got dings and twits and whatever all over the place to remind us of what we find important. For my friend, it was that she wanted to remember to walk. So what do we think is important? And how do we remind ourselves of these things? For God today, he tells the people of Israel what he thinks is most important for them to remember. And it is the list of commandments that he gives them. In fact, listen to this. I have to read it because it's so extensive. But this is what he tells the people. Here's how they're supposed to remember. Keep these words I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children and talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand, fix them as an emblem on your forehead, and write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. He didn't miss much of anything, right? God is saying, put these everywhere. Put them on your hand and in your forehead. Put them on your doorposts. This is, if you've been in Jewish homes, this is, they put the Shema, this verse from 4 to 6, in the scroll that's on their doorposts, right? This is what God wants you to remember, and so it will become a part of your heart. He gave the people that day the commandments. This is actually the second time he gives them the commandments. And he gives them to them not as some sort of task or as some sort of punishment. He gives them to the people as a gift. Because he knows that if people are able to follow these commandments, life will go well in their community. And he knows that if they can remember that God is God and they are not, and that God is with them, life will go better for them and for their community. But he also knows it'll be hard to remember that. And so he says, put it everywhere, anywhere you can, remind yourself. Remind yourself that you are not God, I am God, you are to worship me, and then here's all the other things you should do. Love God, love your neighbor, because that's what these commandments are about. The first three are about loving God properly. The last seven are all about how we love each other. Our parents, our neighbors, our livestock, right? The animals, the creation around us, this is how we are called to treat one another. And God knew it would be hard to remember. Because when God gave this commandment, it was really as a pushback to the culture that was teeming around them. And for the people around them, those things didn't matter, right? In a culture where people were dishonoring each other, disrespecting each other, not treating their neighbors as themselves, forgetting that God was God, God was calling his people Israel to be different, to be set apart, to live by these rules. And God knew that when the culture was saying so many other things, it would be hard to remember. Is it hard for us to remember? Because we are not so different from Israel. These rules, we have been grafted into this covenant that was given to the people of Israel. We are given the same set of rules. And it is still true, my friends, that if we love God and love our neighbor and follow these rules, life will go better for us and for our community. But it's not necessarily what our community is saying, is it? So sometimes it's so hard to remember. I was thinking of all of the ways that our community, our world, reminds us of things. And the world is really good at throwing stuff at us that isn't of God, right? And it can overwhelm us. I was, as I was typing this, my phone dinged, and I looked down, and
news headlines. They just pop up when news headlines come through. And so the news headline was, four people killed in Paris attack at police headquarters, right? And then I started paying attention to my news feed that whole day, and they were all terrible things that were happening in the world. Now, this is reality, and I'm not saying as Christians we should ignore it or bury our head in the sand because we have a responsibility to it. But when you keep being reminded all the time of all of that, it can feel so overwhelming. And you can get this skewed picture that only bad things are happening in the world. And I started wishing, oh, I really wish there'd be a ding that said something like, food pantry, overstocked because so many people brought food. Or I wish there was a headline that said, you know, local team donates to SPCA. Or even a nurse helps man die beautifully in hospice this afternoon. Right? Like, those things need to be interspersed because those are the things of loving God and loving neighbor, and those are the things that remind us that love is still here, that there is still good going on in the world, and that we can be a part of it. We are too reminded of all of those other things. And it's not just the world. What about our individual lives? I've told you all about things I see at the gym, which kind of cracked me up. But I went into the gym, and there I started looking at every single poster and advertisement, and every single one is about how you are not good enough the way you are, right? It was, you got to have this surgery to get the cellulite off. I don't even know, like, these creams, this tuck, this ice thing they do. I don't know. All of them were about how you are not good enough. And I started thinking, what in the middle of all of that, in all of those reminders, there was something that said, you are beautifully and wonderfully made just the way you are. Now, maybe that wouldn't be good for business at the gym, but I don't know, maybe it would motivate me, because I'm there on the treadmill thinking, I'm walking on a treadmill, that's pretty good, right? Like, my body is working. And yet all of these other reminders I have all around me are how I'm not good enough. These are the reminders we're given over and over. The other night, we were watching television, and one of the first Yankees fans here, because the Twins, I'm in Minnesota, the Twins are not doing so well. So we were watching one of those horrific games, and I was paying attention to the commercials, and they're all of them, about how great you are and how you should have everything, right? Like, you should, and they're trying to sell you stuff, of course. Well, you're not good enough because you'd be better with their product, but you deserve their product, right? It's all humanistic. It's all about having more, having better, having lots. And in the middle of that, I just wanted, like, you know, there were sort of public service announcements once in a while. But again, I wanted something else, something to remind me that I don't need all of that stuff to be. Those are the reminders that are flung at us over and over and over and over again. And all the while, God is saying, you know, in the midst of that, I am still your God. Love God. Love your neighbor. How are you going to remember that in the midst of all of these other things? And I ask that as a true question today. How are you going to remember it? I don't know. Maybe it's different for all of us. Coming to church is certainly one of them. You know, Paris's answer, how do you know God loves you? Oh, because we learned it in Sunday school. That's real. When you hear the same thing week after week, it matters, right? So coming to church is one. We remember at the beginning of the service we are forgiven, right? We remember that God is bigger than us, and so we pray to God. He gathers us. Not only to receive God's grace, but to remember we are part of the bigger community in Christ. These things matter. But God also tells the people, do this in your homes, right? Because if you just come to church once a week and you don't talk about it or do it anywhere else, guess what? Those other days of the week can pound you down. So how are you doing it? Are you reading? Are you praying? I just did a funeral last week for George Sutter, whom some of you know. He was a member here for many years, 95 years old, and a beautiful man. And every day I learned before bed, he would say Martin Luther's evening prayer. was on his little prayer card. And part of that prayer is, I commend my body, my soul, and all that I have to you. He would say that every night. I commend my body, my spirit, and all that I have to you. I don't think you can say that every night and not have it change your life, right? Commending what you have to God, realizing that it is of God, doing that every day changes you. So what will you do? Maybe it's prayer. Maybe it's reading. Maybe it is like the kids giving out cards to people so that you're reminded. Maybe it's doing good in the community so that you can be reminded of what you are called for. And it's different for everyone. Because some things that feel good to others and remind them don't others. So some of you know I often don't wear a collar on Sunday because I'm in my robe, you know, I'm the pastor, whatever. But if I go out to community events where it's a large group and people might not know me, I often wear my collar. I invite you all to wear a collar for a day and see how it's an interesting experience. Because people have such strange reactions to it. And I was at, so some of you might find it comforting, right? It might be a good symbol. It might be a reminder when you see a collar. Oh yeah, God loves me. Here's what I'm called to do. But I was at a wedding once, and this guy comes over to me and he's like, oh man, I'm so glad you're not sitting at my table. And I was like, oh, nice to meet you too. And he said, yeah, man, I look at that collar and I just, like, I know I'd have no fun tonight if you were at my table. And I was like, I felt like saying, you know, I can see you from over here and I'm watching, you know. But, you know, so for him, that collar, for whatever reason, and maybe he should have paid more attention to it, I don't know. But, so his behavior would have been different. But it was a negative thing, right? He had grown up for whatever reason, that collar didn't speak love to him. And it didn't speak acceptance, and it didn't speak grace. For others, it does. So what is it for you? What can you do to be reminded that your God is a God of love? That your God is one who brought people out of slavery, that your God is a God of resurrection and new chances. That God loves you just the way you are. You are a child of God. And that you are called to follow God's way in the world. In a world that is not always friendly to those messages of God. How will you remind yourself? Remind yourself every day. Find a way. And if I can help you find a way, let me. There are apps. There are all kinds of things you can do. But I promise you that when you remind yourself of what God is and wants you to be in the world, and you can shut out just a little bit of what the world is screaming at you, it will benefit you. And it will benefit the community, because loving God and loving neighbor is always the best thing. Amen. Oh, I also, so I know that some of you, and I've had about you many times now, but I put my hearts out again, because for some people this really is a visible reminder. And years ago I wrote a newsletter article about how even these show up in funny places. So I was doing the laundry one day and I was so cranky, screaming about having to do the laundry again, and someone had left this in their pocket and it was stuck to the bottom of the washing machine. So I looked in and there was a reminder, like, God loves you and you have people in your life who you get to do laundry for. Like, you switch it and it becomes a gift, right? So anyway, if you need a heart anywhere, or if you know someone, you can replace them. See, they get a little dingy, but they are reminders of the love God has for you and that we are called to have for one another. So whenever you want.